Blog Talk Radio.
Bibles to the book of Psalms 37, and I will start reading from verse 1 up until, I believe, probably around verse 9 or 10. Let us read. Again, Psalm is in the Old Testament. It is spelled P-S-A-L-M. And I want you to go to chapter 37 of Psalms. It reads, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." Iniquity means wickedness. "For they shall soon be cut down like the grapes and withered as the green herb," and withered means like dried up. "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt feed." Let me read that to you, verse 3 again. "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Trust in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in thy wise to do evil, for evil doers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. I have read to you, sheep, verses 1 through 9. I ask that you, sheep, continue on to read it for yourself. Verse 37 is a wonderful verse. It's the whole thing, read it all for yourself. Now, in the meantime, I want you, sheep, to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7. And in the meantime, I will have a prayer for our Father, to our Father in heaven. And I want you to say your own prayer to our Father in heaven. And then I will finish it up, and I will introduce myself as to who I am, as well as I will introduce my special guest this evening to you all. And I'll have him to say a few words if he likes, or just say hello to you all. Let's say a prayer to our Heavenly Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, thank you for allowing me to have this program on Log Talk Radio. And if there are others out there who will want to join me, take it to contact Blog Talk Radio and get their own program, especially if you have told them to do what you have told me to do, and that is to feed your sheep. Father, I want to thank you for this day. It's a nice day out here in Detroit. The weather is nice. I want to thank you for providing us sheep with sane, sound mind and giving us good health as well as prosperity and giving us understanding and ability, the ability to read the Bible. I'm just learning some of the things that I should have known from years ago. I thank you for blessing all of us sheep in Detroit with good weather. Our weather today is good, although sometimes it can be bad. I want to thank you for blessing us not to have natural disasters as well as chemical disasters. I thank you for prosperity too. I thank you for my health and all sheep health. And I say this quick prayer in Yeshua's name, or better known as Jesus. I thank you, amen, for blessing us. Now, have you had your prayer? Have you said your quick prayer? Well, I want you to know this. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to rest and keep it holy. You'll find it in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5. I just finished reading that to you last week on Tuesday and Friday. The Ten Commandments. I also want you to read Exodus 20. I want you to read it for yourself. Excuse me, sheep. Every time I get ready to come on this program, I have to belch. I don't know why that is. But nonetheless, I'm going to keep on going. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I want you to know that Sabbath day starts on Friday evening, and it ends on Saturday evening. Remember, I want you to keep it holy and rest. I also ask you, sheep, to have your three P's ready and handy. You say, three P's, what are they? They are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down a scripture that I may state to you. Also, you young folks may have things like your notebook and tablets and whatever other technological devices you may have. You might want to jot down something that I may say. But before I start reading in the Bible, I want to introduce someone, my special guest. I'll have him to say hello and whatever else that's good to you all. Hold on.
Hello, Detroit. My name is Calvin, and I'm here on Sandra Harris' show. And I just want to say that she is a wonderful lady. Very much grew up in a spiritual family. And, yeah.
Thank you so much for introducing yourself, Calvin. I appreciate that. Although I would not have told them your name, but I appreciate that. And this too, that's my nephew, my great nephew. So I just want you sheep to know that. I want you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7. You spell that Deuteronomy, chapter 7. And I will start reading to your sheep from that, what's written in the Bible, that whatever King James has put in this Bible, I will read it to you. So you will become more knowledgeable at what's written in the Bible. You have learned that we are to keep the Ten Commandments already in you have learned that, so keep it in your mind. It's okay if you read your New Testament. I want you to read all of it, the entire Bible. That's what I plan to read to you as long as I can. Now, we are in Deuteronomy. Again, that's chapter 7. Let's read. When the Lord your God shall bring you into the land where you goeth to possess it, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites. Let me spell that Girgashites for you. As well, the Hittites is spelled, Hittites is spelled H-I-T-T-I-T-E-S, and Girgashites, that's spelled G-I-R, Gas, G-A-S, H-I-T-E-S, and the Amorites, A-M-O-R-I-T-E-S, and the Canaanites, C-A-N-A-A-N-I-T-E-S, and the Perizzites, they're spelled P-E-R-I-Z-Z-I-T-E-S, and the Havites, that's spelled H-I-V-I-T-E-S, and the Gershonites, or the Jebusites, J-E-B-U-S-I-T-E-S, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God shall deliver them before you, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them. A covenant is like an agreement, with them, nor show mercy unto them. I heard that on the TV show, Show Them No Mercy. So when we go into our land that our Father will deliver us into, we should show no mercy. He probably, I'm thinking the other nations will probably destroy themselves, because I'm listening to what's going on in those nations even this day. Verse 3, neither shall you make marriages with them. Thy daughters shall not give a... Let me read verse 3 again. Neither shall you make marriages with them. Your daughters you shall not give unto his sons, nor his daughters shall you take unto your sons, for they will turn away your sons away from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled, that means burn, against you, and destroy you suddenly. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. For you are holy people unto the Lord your God. See, I'm telling you that for a second time. I told you this before. That is in Exodus chapter 19, verses 3. We are a peculiar people unto the Lord above all people. And it says here, it's telling you again, this is like when you came out of Egypt. Our Father is telling you these things. This is why you should read your Bible. Not just listen to me, but you should read your Bible. Verse 6, for you are a holy people unto the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Did you know that, Sheen? If you didn't, you're learning it now. Verse 7, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were made in numbers more than any people, yet you were fewest of all the people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep, let me read that again, because he would keep, verse 8, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, has the Lord brought you out of a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, that means slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Verse 9. In verse 9, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments. You are to love him and keep his commandments. This is what our Father is saying to thousand generations, and repayeth them that hateth him to their face and destroyeth them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. You understand that? He's saying that those that hated him, our Father is going to repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments. Hear that, sheep? What is it not that you don't understand? Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command you this day to do them. Wherefore, it shall come to pass if you hearken, that means to listen, to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God shall keep unto you the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto you, unto your fathers. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of the land, thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, the increase of the K-I-N-E, and I meant to look that word up. I think it means cow. I don't want to think. I want to know what it means. And the flock of your sheep and the land which he swore unto your father to give you. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. You hear that, sheep? Black folks, he is not telling any other race that we are blessed above all people. We are to understand that. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from you the sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you knoweth unto thee. Let me read verse 15 again. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you knoweth, upon you, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. And you shall consume all the people which the Lord thy your God shall deliver you. Your eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shall you serve them their gods. Let me read verse 16 again. I mess up all the time, sheep. That's why you are to listen to me, and hopefully you will understand. Verse 16, and you shall consume all the people which the Lord your God shall deliver thee. Your eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shall you serve their gods, nor that, for that will be a snare unto you, and like a snare is a trap unto you. Verse 17, if you shall say in your heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispose them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what the Lord your God has did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. The great temptation which thine eyes saw, and the signs and wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm, whereby the Lord your God brought you out, so shall the Lord your God do unto all the people of whom you are afraid. Moreover, the Lord your God will send a hornet among them until that are left and hide themselves from you, because, let me read that again, that's verse 20. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet's nest, the hornets among them, until that they are left, until they that are left and hide themselves from you be destroyed. You shall not be frightened of them, for the Lord your God is among you, a mighty God, and terrible. And the Lord your God will put out those nations before you, little by little. You may not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon you. I need to read verse 22 again so that you can understand it as well as I. And the Lord your God will put out these nations before you, little by little. You mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon you. But the Lord thy God shall deliver them unto you, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And he shall deliver you verse 24. And he shall deliver their kings into your hands, and you shall destroy their name from under the heavens. There shall no man be able to stand before you until you have destroyed them. The graven images of their gods shall be burned with fire. You shall not destroy the silver or gold that is upon them. I read that wrong. You shall not desire. Let me read verse 25 again. The graven images of their gods shall be burned with fire. You shall not desire the silver or gold that is on them, upon thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord your God. An abomination means it's hated, it's disliked, and that's what our Father said. Their gold and silver, you should not wear that. It will be a snare unto you. And our Father hates it. He dislikes it. Verse 26. Neither shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be a cursed thing like it. But you shall utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor, that means to detest or to hate it, for it is a cursed thing. That is the reading of Deuteronomy chapter 7. Now, hopefully you will understand what has been read to you. And let me just go over it briefly, then I'll go into Deuteronomy chapter 8. I have written on the computer, nor shall you make marriages with them, you people who have made marriages with them. You should not do that. You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor their daughters to your sons, for they will turn your sons away from following me. That means our Heavenly Father. The foreigners will turn them away from following our Heavenly Father to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and will destroy you suddenly. But thus you shall deal with them. You shall destroy their altar and break down their sacred pillars and cut down their carved images with fire. And you are a holy people unto your God. The Lord your God has chosen you for himself, a special treasure above all people. And I told you that it's also said in Exodus chapter 19, verse 3. And I was shocked that it said that. Now let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 8. And of course, I will try not to make any mistakes, but I will. And so I get used to it. So you should get used to it as long as you listen to me. And I thank each and every one of you for listening to me. Many of you will not listen because you don't want to know. And you should know. Deuteronomy chapter 8. All the commandments which I command you this day, ye shall observe and do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. So there is another group of people in the land which was sworn unto our fathers. Our God will have to deliver us and put us back into the land that he swore unto our fathers. Verse 2. And thou shalt remember the ways which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness to be humble and to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or no. Did you know that? The reason why you were led into the wilderness for 40 years was to prove that you had become humble unto the Lord, to prove that you would know in your heart whether or not you would keep his commandments or not. That's why you were left in the wilderness for 40 years, and to humble you. In verse 3, and he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knewest not, neither did your fathers know, which he might make you know that man doeth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded, that it means comes out of the mouth of the Lord your God, do man live. Every word that comes out of the mouth of our Father, doeth man live. Verse 4. The raiments wax old. Your raiments wax not old upon you, neither did your foot swell, nor these 40 years. So your clothes did not grow old and tear up, neither did your feet swell for 40 years. Our Father kept us. Thou shalt also consider in your heart that a man chases his son. That means correct his son. So the Lord has, God has chastened you. Our Father will punish you, or maybe give you a whipping too. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in them, in his way, and to fear him. For the Lord your God bringeth you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains, and depth that springeth out of the valley, and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees, and pomegranate, and a land of oil and olive and honey. And let me read verse 8 again. A land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees, and pomegranates, a land of olive, a land of oil, olive, and honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, and a land whose stones are iron, and out of those hills you mayest dig brass. When thou has eaten, excuse me for a moment, I got the machine back on. When thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord your God in the land, in the good land which he has given you. Beware that you forget not the Lord your God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command these to order you this day, least when you have eaten and are full, and has built a goodly house and dwelt therein, and the Lord your God purge and thy flock multiply you. That's your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that is yours is multiplied. Then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led you there through that great and terrible wilderness, where fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought you forth water out of the rocks of flint, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers knew not, that he might humble you, and that he might prove you to do these good at the latter end. So the letter N is now. He's proving to you that you may do good at the latter end. Verse 17, and thou shalt say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto your fathers, and it is this day, and it shall be, if thou shalt do it all against the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish in the nations which the Lord destroyed before your eyes, before your face, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Oh, thank God. And that's the reading of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Sheep, I want you to read as much as you can. Start reading Deuteronomy chapter 9 as well as 10 for our next lesson. This will tell you what things you should eat and should not eat. And you are to keep our Father in heaven commandments. Now, I say this to you because I'm going to say a closing prayer right now. Our Father, which art in heaven, I want to thank you so much for being our protection night and day from the evil one. Thank you for bringing us out of the hands of slavery, the hand of bondage. Thank you for protecting us from the evil one. And sheep, I want you to remember what is written in chapter 4 of James. If it's our Heavenly Father's will, I will be back with you next week, 2 times. And that's what I am saying for today's date. Sheep, I want you to remember that our Father wants you to know that he loves you. I want you all to remember to read, I'm about to turn my music on. I want you all to read Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you, that you shall also be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget.
Help your children.
I want you to remember also, children.
Don't let them fall.
2:15. Write down
of the
to Timothy chapter 2:15.
Teach them
to be approved unto God, a workman
to love one another. That heaven might find a place in their heart.
I love you as women of God. God loves you for it. Because he knows me to be this evil. And I try to do my best to feed you as much as I can.
He won't let you down.
And I don't want to make mistakes.
And I know.
Uh-huh.
got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand.
I'll talk with you next week, sheep.